Borach. We're talking about the person ran away. The one that sold you the animal to Meir with the money ran away. The time, what's the reason why we say you have to eat the money, you have to spend the money in Yerushalayim to Borach, because he ran away. Holy Borach, but if the person that sold you the behemoth to Meir did not run away, Kansina Lamecha, we make him a knas that he has to give you back the money. For the Gemara, why? For Niknasina Lokeach. Why don't we make the Lokeach lose out? Make a knas like we just learned. So Lokeach has to take extra money and use it in Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, Lava, Gebora Ganev, Elachura Ganev. It's not the mice, that's the Ganev, it's the whole. That's the Ganev. Without the mice, what would the whole do? Gemara says, "Mestarva kolecha the ika isura hosam kantinim." The svaras, wherever the yisur is, that's where we make the kanas. So if the person sold something from moyes of mice sheni, so yisur was done if it's not something that you could eat. So therefore, the person that's holding the money, he like did the avera. He's holding on to the avera. So therefore, we cancel the moicher. The one that sold the behemoth to Meir, he received the money, Maisi Sheni, he's holding on to this money. So therefore we'll make a kanas upon him, he's the one that has to return the money. Only in the case we ran away, we can't get him, then we make the kanas upon the lokeach, that he has to spend the money, kinegdoi, teed it. So Rashi says, chur here means the whole. In other words, the mice only steals if they have a place to hide it. So chur with a hiding place, that's also part of the avera. So of course, kids are both doing an avera, the lokeach, the meicher. So Gemara's answer is, the reason why we make the knas upon the meicher is because he's holding on to the money. Wherever the money of the meister, where the yisr is, we make the knas upon him. Right, stop here. You're holding daf nun vav on the base. Mishnah says, Ha-mekadesh b'orlo. You mekadesh your wife by giving her some fruits from orlo. That means the first 3 years of the tree. So it's also Bahanoah. So therefore the Lochur is Ainam Kadesh, the Kedushin is no good. The same thing with Klai HaKerim. If you're Mekadeshah with Klai HaKerim, means vegetables that were grown near the vines, near the grapes. So also they're also Bahanoah. It's Ainam Kadesh. Bishar Hanisko, if you have a shore that killed somebody that has a chi of skiller on it, so also it's also Bahanoah. You can't be Mekadeshah wife with it. Well, the Egla Rufa, you have an Egla Rufa. Somebody was found killed, so they have to bring an egla rufa. Also, it's also by no. The tziporim mitzayro, the tziporim that a mitzayro throws away, the sheluach, it's also by no. Or the tsar nozir, the hair that a nozir cuts off. Also, it's torn sreif, you have to burn it, it's also by no. Or petach hamor, you have a petach hamor. Or bosa b'cholav, also you have milk and meat that was cooked together that became also by no. Or else v'chula and shenishchato b'yazoro. Else, if you have chulin, a regular animal, that they made the shchita inside the azaro, also our Mishnah holds it's also bahano, is ainu mukadeshes. In all these cases, if you give it to your wife, l'shem kedushin, we say ainu mukadeshes, because it's not called you gave her money, it's not called shava fruta, something that's also bahano, has no value to it, therefore she's ainu mukadeshes. What about the mochron? Let's say you sold the shahanisko, or you sold the orla. And you receive money for it. So you did an avera, because it's also bahano, you're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. So you did the yisa, the man sold his orla, and he received money. Now with this money, the kiddush b'demayim, if he gives the money to his wife to be mekadesha, mukadeshes, even though the man, the husband, did an avera by selling it, but the money is not tofas b'kedusha. The money is not also bahano. So now when he gives it to his wife, she received the money, therefore the Gedushin is chal. Now the Gemara says, the Orla Minolan. How do we know that Orla, the fruits that grow the first 3 years, it's also Bahano, the Tanya we learned. Are lim lo yechel. You're not allowed to eat it. Same liyel isra achila. So far it's only yasa bachila. Hano minayin. How do we know you can't have enjoyment from it either? You can't sell it, you can't give it to a guy. Shela yehana minenu, that you shouldn't have enjoyment from it. For la yitzva boy, if it's something that you can make die from it, and now let her die with it. For la yadlik boya saner, but something you make oil from the olives, you can't use the oil to burn with it. Talmudim, the pasuk says, "Vi araltem es arlosoi," an extra time, which is the rabbis es kulam. To include all these three cases, all these type of isuri hano, all is osa. The Gemara there explains when in each case for. But the kids saw orla is osa bahano, therefore it's not worth a sheva fruta. Therefore you can't demikadosh your wife with it. The klai ha-kerim, minolan, how do we know? If you have klayim growing in the kerim, you have two types of vegetables growing near the grapes, Omachiski, Omakro, the Pesuk says, Pentaktish, Pentukaresh. Like, be careful not to grow Kaklaya Kerim, will become Kodesh, and then you'll have to burn it. What do you mean you'll have to burn it? That's also Bahano. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says, Penyia Kodesh. The Pesuk says, maybe you'll be like Hegdish. So therefore, Hegdish is also Bahano. That's how you learn how Kaklaya Kerim is also Wasa Bahano. So Mora says, no. If from this post, if so, ima kodesh. Toifas is domov, just like by hegdish. If you sell hegdish, the money also has kedusha to it. The yotzel lechulin, there by hegdish is just the opposite. The chayfetz goes lechulin, and the money receives the kedusha. So maybe af klaya kerim toifas is domov, the yotzel lechulin. Maybe the same halacha should apply by klaya kerim also, to say that if you sell it, the money has the Issa, but the Klal Kerem becomes Mutta. And we say no, that the Klal Kerem is also Bano. So Gemara says, Ela Machvata Kedechizkiya. Rather come back to the way Chizkiya learns it out from the Pasuk of Pentukat Eish, that because if you grow Klal Kerem, you're going to have to burn it. So see, the Torah said this also Bano. Shor Haniskal, Minayin, how do you know if you have a shor that killed somebody, that the din is we have to kill the shor, Shor Haniskal, it's also Bano. The time you will learn. Mimash Mashanema, since the Pasuk says, Sokal Yisokal Ashor, you're supposed to stone the shore. Saini Yodeish and Avelihi and Avela Sur Bachilo, don't I understand from this that you don't make a Shechita, you just stone it to death. Since so, Shechita, the dead animals in Avela, it's also Tidit. If so, Matam Adloim Allah Yechles Pesaroi, why does the Torah have to repeat itself and say, you're not allowed to eat the meat of the Shor Hanisko? So Magalacho comes to teach us, Shim Shochatu. That if somebody made a shechiter on the shore before they made the skila, it's true, they had a dinner ready, nigma dino, the shore is supposed to be killed. The shore killed the man, we have to kill the shore. But before Bezdin went to kill the shore, a shechit went and shechted the shore. Still also bachila. That's what the Pasuk teaches us. Lo yoichal, there's never a heter achila. Now the Gemara asks, but bahano minayin, how do we know that a shore haniskla is also bahano? You can't even sell it to a guy, you can't have enjoyment from it. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Ubal Hashor Noki, that the owner of the shore is clean, means he has nothing from the shore. My Mashma, how do we know from the word Noki, clean, means he has nothing? Shimon ben Zoyma Omer, Ka'odam Shreima Lechaveris, like a person says to his friend, that Yotza Ploini Nokim Lechosov, this person went out clean from all his property, means he's broke, he doesn't have a penny to his name. Here also, Bal Hashor Noki means that the Bal Hashor receives nothing from this Shor Hanisko. So once the Shor has a din to be killed, it becomes also Bahano, the Yon has nothing from it. Now, V'yein Loi B'hem Hanoshoklum. But the more Mimai, how do we know the Hai La Yerchules Bisaroi, Laheche De Shochat Liachash Nigmadinu Diyoso? How do we know the Pasuk is saying you can't eat the Shor Hanisko means, even in the case where you made a Shechito? Liach Nigmadinoi, Dilma, maybe no. Maybe Heichu the Shochel Yachash Nigma Dino Shari. Maybe if you go and make the Shechita on the Shor Haniskal after the Nigma Dinoi. But since Bezdin didn't stone it yet, it's alive. If you make a Shechita, maybe you're allowed to eat it. So what does the Pasuk mean? Lo Yechavoi, Vay Lo Yechel Heichu the Sakle Miskal. That when the place where they stone it, that's the Pasuk saying you can't eat it. So Gemara is the Kasha Miskal who. Maybe the Pasuk come teach us when you stone it. So what do we need a Pasuk for? Ukhra Rabahu Omer Ablaza. The Yom Rabahu Omer Ablaza that Komokom Shinema La Yoichal, Loi Soichal, Loi Soichlu. Whenever the Torah says one of these three words to say something's also Achila, you know what the Torah means? It means Echad Isser Achila V'Echad Isser Hano. It means both. The Torah says lo yochal, meaning that achila, eating, is the biggest enjoyment you can have from it. But not only this enjoyment of eating is it also, but the Torah means to say it's also any type of ano, it's also. So maybe that's what the Torah says here by Shor Haniskal. After you made a skila, that lo yochal, so the question is, what do we need a pasuk for? You can eat it, shchita can eat it, it's an avela. If Bezdin stoned the animal, so the a shchita wasn't done to it. So shchita, it's an avela, you can eat it. Do you know what I need a pasuk for? To teach me that's also Bahano, like Rabbi Huwa says. The Torah says, Lo Yoichal means Echad Isra Achilu, Echad Isra Ano. But maybe if before the Skila a person makes a Shechita on it, maybe it's Mutta. Because this Rabbi Huwa's Halacha, again, Achiyifa B'chla Kosiv, unless the Torah says clearly not like that. Kidera Shaport Lachov in Nevela. Now the Torah says by Nevela, you're not allowed to eat in Nevela, but La Kelov Tashlichanois, you're allowed to give it to a Kelev, you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. So Rabavua says that La Yoichal means an Isra Hanor also. So maybe when the Torah says by Sharanisko, La Yoichal, it means the Isra Hanor Shaboy. So Gemara answers no. Hani Mili, when do we say this Drosha for Rabavua? The Torah means both. Heicha denafkalon Isra Achila min La Yoichal. If you learn out the Yisr Achila from the word Lo Yechal, then we say both are included. That the Yisr Achila is included, and the enjoyment. In other words, the pshat from the Torah is, the biggest enjoyment you can have is Achila. But the Torah doesn't only mean Achila, it means any enjoyment. It just says the biggest enjoyment. But that's only a drosha when we actually learn out the Yisr Achila from this word Lo Yechal. But Hocher over here, Yisr Achila Misaka Yisaka Nafka. Here, and once you stone the shore, you know why it's tasa b'achila? Because you made a skiller on it. You didn't shecht it. So pshita tasa b'achila. You don't need the pasuk l'yechal to say it's tasa b'achila. So then, you can't say the pasuk's only coming to say nisr hanor. You know why? Because the sakadaitach, li yisr hanor hu dechsiv, if you want to tell me the pasuk is come to teach me, only that it's tasa b'anor, nichtav krob l'yehana. The Torah should have said clearly, you can't have enjoyment from the shor hanisko. Because I know you can't eat it, because you made a skila. If you made a skila, it's also b'achila. So if the Torah only wants to teach us, it's also b'ano, it should have said lo yehana. Inami lo yechlas besar, inami, another kasher is, lo yechlas besar lamali. So the kitzah, this is a raya that you have to say, you can't dash in about who is drosher over here. So therefore, lo yechlas means to tell me it's also b'achila. When? Even before the skila. That means even before the skill of somebody makes a shchita, still it's also be'achila. Inami are also like this. Lo yechlas b'sar lamli. Why don't the apostle say lo yechlas can't eat the basar? Afagad the shochta kein basar also. You hear the drosher is. Even though you made a shchita like meat, still you can't eat from the shor haniskal. Maskevah mazutro. The yema maybe no. Hani mili when do you say the teichi the bodak tzur b'shochat bo? Maybe only if you tested out a tzur, a stone, and you shecht it with it. The merse keskila, because then it looks like a skila, maybe then you can eat it. Avo shochte v'sakin, loy, but maybe if you took the shor hanisko, before they made the skila and you took a regular knife and you shechted it, maybe it should be mutav achila. So where it says no, midi sakin b'yoraisek siv. Does the Torah say by shchita you have to use a sakin? Shchita means you have to cut the two simonim, the veshet, the windpipe, and the food pipe, as long as you cut it. It doesn't say you have to use a knife. If you use a sharp stone or a sharp glass, it's also kosher. The yoytani learn clearly like this. It says, ba'koyol shechtim. You light a shecht with anything. Bein b'tzur, a sharp stone. Bein b'schuchas, with a glass. Bein b'krumi shokona, with a reed, with a sharp reed. So the kid, you can't tell me the posuk is teaching me only when you killed it, when you made a shchita through a stone. Because the stone is also called a good shchita. So the echub shas from this posuk is that you can't eat from a shor hanisko even before you make a skila. If you go and make a good shchita, still it's also b'achila. The Mor says, good, b'hashtu nafkul an yisr achila, v'yisr hano, tavayu mi lo yoichal. Now that we're learning out from the word lo yoichal, both lo yoichal is teaching me it's also b'achila, and it's also teaching me, it's also b'ano, according to Rav Avu, it's good. That the Lo Yochal teaches me an Isra Machilo and an Isra Hano. If so, Hai Balashor Noki Lomayoso. What do I need the Pasuk Balashor Noki for? We know it's also b'ano from the word Lo Yochal. So Mor says, La'ano is Oirei. Come to teach us that you can't have enjoyment from the skin. Even from the skin it's also. Because Salka Taita Chamin, if I would have thought to say, Lo Yochal is Pesorek Siv. The Torah says you can't eat the meat. Maybe only the meat of the animal is also even bahano, but maybe the skin is muta bahano. That's why I need this posik baha shor noki to teach me that by a shor haniskal even the skin is also bahano. Now the Gemara says, well, hanech tanoi, other tanoi in Bobakama, that learn out the mafkilei hai bala shor noki lechati koifer comes teach us that you have to pay chati koifer or the dmei vlodois or the drosha to come to teach us. If the shor kills an ear pregnant isha, and the kid comes out, so it says the enim mishalim the mevlodis labal, k'may shadim anayg mishalim siv onish yonish. You don't learn other drushes for the mevlodis. If so, meyes hanos oru minolo. So he used the word balashon okay for other drushes, How does he know you can't have enjoyment from the skin? So Gemara answers, may es besaroi. From the extra S, he learns it out. That we dashin es hatoful besaroi. Something toful next to the skin, which means, then next to the meat, which means even the skin is also bano. For the Gemara v'idach, according to the other man, the Yoma, like, why doesn't it dashin the word S? Why do we say we need a balashor noki to teach us that the skin is also? Why doesn't dashin the word S?